Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Ha! Just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
Yeah, this is a very sensitive subject.
I'd be curious to know how many of these words you actually know to the song.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I know this part.
I think I know half the words to Getting Jiggy With It.
I mean, half.
I know all the words to Wild Wild West.
I mean, you have to. This one's a little...
sentimental.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's see.
Yeah.
As I walk through the valley of the shadows of death.
Wait, what?
I don't... Jeez. It's also just so, you forget that his lyrics were so, you know, parental friendly.
Yeah.
And
clear. There wasn't a lot of metaphor.
Yeah.
Will Smith wasn't saying things where you're like, now what did he mean by that?
No, you know what he meant by it.
You're like, no, we are getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
That is what we're doing.
Yeah, there's no subtext.
There's no interpretation.
You know what jiggy means, and if you don't, turn off the song.
Yeah. And there's no like, oh, wait, getting jiggy with it. Is that a message to his mother?
Is that a euphemism?
Hope not.
Maybe, but you should know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, when I hear that song, this one, Just Two of Us, I hark back to Austin Powers.
Oh, my God.
Because
now, how many dwarf-related, like, how many of your memories take you back to, like how many things channel dwarf memories?
That reminds me about the 18th time I saw Willow.
That was the second Austin Powers, right?
Yeah, because that was when he was dancing with Mini-Me and Scott was getting jealous.
Dude, that movie was so, as far as sequels go, you know, it's so tough to do a sequel.
Yeah.
And it was so good. I remember, yeah. I mean, you know, just the story was great. Heather Graham.
And you added
a Fat Bastard, which was like, just seeing Fat Bastard in the trailers. I mean, you couldn't go 5 feet without somebody doing get in my belly.
Exactly. Yeah. And just, they introduced time travel, which like, when you hear sequel and now there's time travel, your first thought is like, well, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
But they made it work.
Yep.
And I think they made it up. They made it absurd. They didn't try to. You know, I actually like the third one the most.
The third?
Goldmember.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because there's Beyonce. That's probably a strong part of that.
That was the one with Michael Caine, too.
Yeah, it's the one with Michael Caine, where he says, if you have an issue, here's a tissue. That was my favorite, like, oh my God, I'm totally going to use that on my kid one day.
Michael Caine, the fact that he just really, I don't know if it was after Cider House Rules or when, but he just basically said, I'm going to be in everything.
Like, every fucking movie.
But he also knows, too, that like Austin Powers was such a big franchise that like you got to associate yourself with that.
Yeah.
But he was in that, Batman. Like he just really.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a small number of actors, by the way, that can be, I mean, that can play the dad and that can play the butler and can play.
Right.
The owner of the apple orchard.
And can play the guy.
What else is he known for?
Who sits in a pool with John Voight as the hottest naked woman you've ever seen in your life, comes into the pool.
What is that?
I don't know what movie that is, but that's the only scene from the movie that I know.
Also, I just watched the movie with him and Alan Arkin and Morgan Freeman and Kevin Kline, I think.
Yeah, they're old and they go to Vegas or something.
No.
No? What's that one?
The Last. Other, not Las Vegas. That's De Niro. No, that's De Niro, that, Kevin Kline, Morgan Freeman. And
that's the other old guys.
Yeah, this is when they like try to rob a bank.
Oh, right. There's something about like all right, the old guys are coming back together to do one last thing.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I like that movie, too.
Because
guess what? It's going to be us.
Yeah, and you can make that movie about anything.
Yeah.
If you have Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley get together one last time to fight the Monstars in Space Jam, like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go see that movie.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Like, yeah, I like the old guys doing it one last time because, like, there was some sometimes, like, when superhero movies, like, the last one is, like, the old version of the superhero, and some people don't like that version. I love that version.
Yeah. Are there certain movies or formulas of movies that you just won't see? Like, is there, like, how many more superhero, like, I just saw Thor, and I hadn't seen a superhero movie, I think, since Iron Man. I haven't seen Wolverines.
Wow.
I haven't seen the Justice Leagues. I haven't seen
Spider-Man's. Yeah, so you're
completely
out of it.
Yeah, I talked about this on the episode on Tuesday where I just said I like to see real action. Like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, to me that's like, not that I think like, oh, I could do that, or that's how I would do it, but it's like, oh, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's fighting people underwater.
And he's 52.
And I'm falling off the couch and spraining my back, you know?
Yeah.
Like trying to, you know, because I thought I put my joint out and it's now on the rug and it's potentially going to burn down the entire complex.
There was a guy, there's a comic, I wish I remember his name, I'm not doing him justice, but he opened for me this past weekend in Arlington, Texas. And he hosted the show, and he started off the show by the Price is Right music playing, and the DJ saying, "Brian, you're the next contestant on Host the Improv. Come on down." And he ran like all around the club, like going like, "Oh my God, it's me!" And then he like ran up on stage, and like he just did it one time.
Yeah.
But he did it, and I laughed my ass off.
Fuck yeah.
And then I talked to him afterward. I'm like, "Dude, how awesome was that? I thought it was great." And homeboy was breathing hard. He's like, "I gotta work on my cardio."
Oh no.
Like he was pushed after doing like two laps around the improv. And you forget that as a comedian, you're like, "Oh yeah, that walk from the green room to the stage isn't enough to keep me active.
No.
I have to do other things.
Outside of this, I have to sweat."
Yes. I've got to do something, whatever that entails. If that entails putting on CNC Music Factory, everybody dance now and going hard for 5 minutes, fucking do it.
Yeah, you have to find your, look, even Keith Sweat has to just do more than just Keith Sweat.
Why did I find that so funny?
I feel like he could bottle that. Like, that's some sort of cool ass. Like, if he got to his height, he bottled, like, Keith Sweat.
They had energy drink or muscle creatine.
Because
they had, Lil Jon had, like, pimp juice.
Yeah.
And,
the rapper energy drink was not hit enough. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
Nelly had something. And then,
I'm gonna look it up.
Ice-T had something that he didn't call Ice-T.
Yeah.
Which was, he called it Liquid Ice. He called it Liquid Ice. It's like, your name is already a drink.
Yeah. Nelly had pimp juice.
Pimp juice.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, so he had pimp juice.
It was tonic water. Wow, here's the ingredients, actually.
Oh, boy.
Pimp whiskey cola, pimp tonic water, pimp cola, pimp lemon soda.
I love that he just puts pimp in front of everything.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, like he's the rap version of 1967 Adam West Batman, where it was like, "Here, old chum, toss me the bat shark spray."
Yeah.
Like the bat shark repellent. It's like, all right, you don't...
That doesn't exist.
You just say shark repellent. It's cool. Or like the bat copter or whatever. Like, yeah, he's the rap version of that. Like, yo, this is pimp lemon lime soda.
Liquid ice. Lil Jon had crunk.
Oh, yeah, crunk juice.
Mac Dre had fizz juice and fell in myself. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Kanye West had Guru Energy. Wow, that was Kanye West.
Right
around the same time South Park pegged him as a gay fish, Kanye West decided to enter the energy game with Guru. I worked at a music store the day Guru went on sale. Four scantily clad women in Guru hats and backpacks passed out free cans of the drink. Their talking points were, "It's all organic and an aphrodisiac."
Oh, of course. Yeah, you say that on anything.
50 Cent had SK Street King Energy Shot.
Wow.
And Biz Markie had Zevia.
Zevia sounds like something he would name his daughter.
It's a cool name.
This is my daughter Zevia.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, it sounds like the black version of Xena, which would be a warrior princess.
What would be
I like it.
What would be the dwarf energy drink?
Oh, the little kick.
Wow. Because you know what? Yep.
You're just like,
and there
hey,
are no option yeah, B's.
No, have a little kick, you know, and then you just have a sip. It's
Jesus,
like,
dude, and it comes so in the, good.
And it comes in the 5-hour energy shot. Have
your commercials
kick.
Are so good, too, because yeah. it's like anything, I mean, you know, like making you like dunk a basket, like the Russell Westbrook one where he's like floating through the air from Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Right.
You just, yeah, I mean, it's just like insert amazing physical feat after you take little Kickstart with you and commercial made.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I take a little kick. I jump beyond, I jump over the little tykes hoop and jump and dunk on the regular size hoop.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Fuck this shit. And then little kick.
And I think you take it up a notch too. Like the way that some of these ads in Europe are really, you know, pretty risque.
Yeah.
I think there's even one where you walk into a room where there's like, 9 supermodels and you're like and you like look in the mirror and you go into the bathroom and you're just like get it together, Brad, come on, yeah. you got this, you only got one dick, but they don't know that, or whatever it is, you're trying to have a pep talk, and then all of a sudden you like open your cabinet looking for like a boner pill and you yeah. and it's empty, but then there's a little kick right next to it.
There's a little kick, so you take the shot, a little kick,
yeah, and then you go in there and you just hear I don't know, or maybe you just see handprints against the windowsill.
That's
or,
more than a little kick.
Yeah, or all the girls walking out with like neck braces and stuff on,
and
or,
limps.
Yeah, just like, I guess that's a little aggressive.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want people to think that they're gonna get that yeah, there's a trip to an ER
yeah.
after a sexual encounter with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that. But yeah, that. I mean, now that we're talking about this, I think that I need to do this. I mean, comedians don't have friggin' too many side projects.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get, there's a certain level of fame, I think. Rapper, I mean, I think all those rappers, well, I guess they're all pretty famous to come out with an energy drink. I mean, mm-hmm. like, I feel like Chappelle could come out with one and he would sell it.
Yeah.
But also, there's something about being a cool comedian. With a rapper, I think, at least in my eyes, you're so silly to me. I can't, like, I just don't take you, like.
I was ready for, like, an in-depth
no.
thing, and you're like, you're silly.
Dude, I just, like, you take yourself so seriously.
Yeah, you're.
It's so silly to me to think you're that hard.
You're a 45-year-old guy, and you insist people call you with the prefix little.
For sure. That being said, 50 Cent was shot a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I'm going to listen to what he has to say,
sure.
whether it's through rhyme or not. But, like, Chappelle is so cool that there's something about it, it gets diminished, I feel like, if he did, you know, people would be like, you sold out, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but
like if Chappelle started doing like Verizon commercials, I don't think people would care.
No.
But on a certain level, you would be like, oh,
well, because like they're
like Amy Schumer doing all the yeah. Old Navy commercials.
Yeah,
not that I'm a giant Schumer fan, but like, but I also didn't think twice about it. I just go, well, make your money. I think you and I both, you get into this business enough, you just go, oh, people want to work.
Yeah.
And they want to make cash, and they know that ain't going to be forever.
Right. And if
only Seth Rogen was doing yeah. Bud Light ads with her, and I was just yeah. like, yeah, dude.
Done.
They probably were like, I mean, there are a lot of talented people on the mm-hmm. planet that would love to be the voice of something or the sure. the face of something. And so if you get asked,
yeah,
how much do you really want to be like, I don't drink Bud Light, or I'm not a beer guy. Okay, man.
Listen.
Well, guess what? You can buy a house and fill it with beers,
yeah,
and you can blow up that house.
Yeah.
And show the world how much you really don't like the beer.
Right. Yeah. I'm not against being a, like, I understand that there's a certain amount of realism that you kind of have to have as a comedian, where it's like, no, I can't take that corporate money. I have to make fun of that corporate money. Until you see a check with that corporate money, you're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I want to fill my swimming pool with Little Kick. And just jump in it.
Oh, dude. That being said, there are some brands that I probably would say no to. And I think I've talked to, and I won't say mm-hmm. the names of them, but some sure. very famous actors that I've gotten to work with, and they've told me some of the amount of things they've said no to. And it's yeah. mind-boggling. Because I'm yeah. like, I would have done it. I would have done it. Yeah. I would have done it. Like,
and you're like, well, I'm vegan, so I'm not going to do a yeah. Thing for Taco Bell.
For sure.
Or whatever.
Also, I'm not going to do like a Mormon ketchup because I'm Jewish, you know? Right. Is there a Mormon ketchup? Or do they eat regular ketchup?
I mean, I don't know.
They made up their Bible, so shit. I don't know what's... right, didn't they? I don't know.
The views of Adam Ray do not necessarily reflect yeah. those of Brad Williams
didn't
and
they?
The About Last Night
no.
podcast.
Did they?
I don't know enough.
Isn't the Mormon religion based on Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat? All right, I'm going to Google Mormonism.
All I know about Mormonism
is... a Mormon?
All I know from Mormonism is stuff I saw from the musical The Book of Mormon. So I know that there's a Joseph Smith
Mormons.
He walked across the country and said that he founded a new version of the Bible.
That's what it does. A new Bible. Not they made up their from caffeine to birth control. That's the first thing.
Is this like Mormonism for dummies? From caffeine to birth control, here's things you can't do.
I mean, the 12 myths about Mormons
okay, what's the myths about Mormons?
Well, it looks Mormons are not number one.
Because that sounds like
Mormons
a Shel Silverstein
are
novel.
Not Christians. LSD theology does differ from historic Christians in key teachings, including the nature of God and its relationship to Jesus Christ, revelation in scripture.
LSD? LDS.
LDS.
Okay, yeah, I was like, LSD theology?
Larry David syndrome.
Oh, okay. LDS, Latter-day Saints.
Mormons aren't supposed to drink caffeinated beverages. I guess that's a myth.
Oh, is that?
Mormons don't dance. This falls into the Mormons are like the Amish misconception. Wrong. Dancing is fine. It's a long-standing pleasure for the more faithful, dating back to Joseph Smith and Brigham Young. BYU dance troops have won international acclaim. All right, now they're really just trying to be like, here's a picture of the trophy they won, too.
Yeah, and we're good. We're good people. We dance. Yeah. We get down.
Dancing
we get funky.
No, because you can still be a shitty dancer, and that can say a lot about who you are as a person. Number five, all Mormons live in Utah.
I mean,
the Beehive State
is
indeed densely populated with Mormons. 62% are neighboring states. Still, Latter-day Saints are spread across the U.S. in small pockets of believers and congregations. Members also live in more than 100 countries, and their numbers are increasingly rapid in Latin America and Africa. In fact, there are more Mormons outside the U.S., 8.2 million, than in it, 6.2.
All right.
Number six, women can't be leaders or speak in the LDS church.
Oh, okay. You stop for a little too long after speak. I'm like, they can't talk at all?
All Mormons are Republicans. Uh-huh. A Mormon U.S. president would be a puppet of the LDS prophet.
I mean, now it's kind of getting into the conspiracy
Mormons
theories.
Baptize corpses? Why is that even a myth?
What?
The LDS church does not use dead bodies, but it does have living volunteers do vicarious baptisms for their deceased ancestors. All right.
Wow.
Ritual known as baptism for the dead is performed much the same way it is for the living, except proxy ordinances are done only in more... All right. Well, that's weird. So basically, they're like...
My uncle never converted, so I'm going to get baptized in the Mormon faith for him or something?
I don't know, but
Does
it still sounds like they circumcise dead people. Baptize. Oh, wait. All right. I got baptizing and circumcising mixed up. I read baptize and I saw circumcise.
You were reading that the whole time thinking that...
They circumcise dead people, which is the sequel to... a sixth sense, a seventh sense.
I circumcise dead people. You thought that
I see foreskin. What? Yeah. All right. Mormons get naked in the temple. That's a myth.
I can't get past the whole circumcision, birth, baptism thing.
It's just a Freudian slip.
I mean, because you still have to wear the robes.
Wow.
Dunked in the water.
Isn't it funny though? There's so much thank God we're not known as being like really smart comedians to end up on some of these roundtable talk shows where they're I mean, I could never just talk about, I mean, it would be, look, it'd be cool if we all just knew that stuff innately. Like if I knew those facts and could like jump into a conversation, but guess what? I don't really want to know that stuff. I don't want to be in a place where I'm having a conversation at a fire pit at a party where it's like, you know, Mormons do actually, I mean, I don't know. It's cool to have the person bring that information and then you add jokes to it.
Yes.
Right?
That's who I
don't like to be the smartest person in the room.
No. And thankfully, I'm not normally.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Tommy John. Oh, yeah. You know what Tommy John does. You know what their products do. You fuck with them. And if you don't, you should be. Look, over the years... we upgrade our lives on so many levels. Cars, phones, TVs, wives, kids, girlfriends, boyfriends, dogs, pets, fucking dicks, even our underwear. I want to tell you about Tommy John, not the surgery, the revolutionary men's underwear brand that redefined comfort for guys everywhere, myself included. Look, I've been wearing underwear my whole life, all right? That's just part of being a dude and a person. Brad, I don't know what he wears. I think he might go commando. No, that's not true. I've seen him wear stuff before. And I know what he wears now. He wears Tommy John. You know why? Because each pair is crafted from ultra lightweight fabric for maximum breathability. That's the biggest thing for me with underwear, is being able to breathe, being comfortable. The legs never ride up. The waistband never rolls down. And Tommy John's patented 21st century design even makes it impossible to get a wedgie. Impossible. You know how many times I'm in public and shit gets bunched up and I have to fucking, just from sitting weird or just it sticking to your body? That doesn't happen, all right? I've tried all kinds of different underwear brands trying to find the perfect fit. And I'm telling you, Tommy John is the best there is, all right? They sent us some shit. I've been wearing it for a few weeks now. And, you know, I get compliments, okay? I'm not going to say from who, but, you know, maybe a lady or two. We'll see. Or not. Maybe it's just myself looking in the mirror being like, you look good, Adam. Why, thank you, me. And look, Tommy John has a lot more than just unbelievable underwear. Their undershirts go on like a second skin and never come untucked, all right? Even their socks are engineered to stay up all day. Now, all Tommy John underwear is backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guaranteed. Did you hear that? Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guaranteed. No adjustment needed, all right? So here's what you do. If you want to start rocking the Tommy John underwear or undershirts, go to TommyJohn.com/ALN right now to experience life-changing comfort and get 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/ALN. That's TommyJohn, TommyJohn.com/ALN for 20% off your first Tommy John order. Underwear. Wear it. Love it. Live it. Breathe it. Take it off. Put it back on. TommyJohn.com/ALN. All right. And now back to the episode.
But yeah. But we know enough. Yeah. They're like, I just want to be able to, like, I'm not looking to go on Real Time with Bill Maher anytime soon.
No.
I don't want to sit there and just be like, oh, God.
But sometimes I do feel like it'd be cool, but also.
But then there's a lot of pressure because it's not just being funny at that point. Now you have to, like, offer up opinions and, like, but know
and
your
facts
and things that, like, I don't want to, especially when it comes to politics, like, I got caught, TMZ got me coming out of the airport.
When?
Yesterday. We're the listeners listening to this on a future date, but yeah.
Yes.
But like, I just got my bag. It was a 6 a.m. flight. I landed at 7:45 with the time change, and I had not slept the night before. And I just got my bag, and the guy just runs up and goes, "Brad, what's going on?" I'm just like, "Oh, fuck! I'm tired. Like, I'm sleeping," and he kind of just goes like, "Hey, what do you think about the whole Louis C.K. thing?" I'm like, "It's too early.
Yeah,
I can't think right now. Because something like that.
Unless he's about to ask me if he can jerk off in front of me right now, and I'm half asleep. And guess what? I'm so tired.
I might
go
just,
right ahead.
Yeah, I might just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
just
it.
Just point it over there.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted, and I stopped and like told the guy like, dude. So something like that needs a really really thoughtful response, and it deserves that, and I just can't do
good.
That right now.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like the guy who's like half asleep, and I kind of think it's funny, so I'm like, oh, it's fine, and then all of a sudden that clip goes viral, and then your career's gone.
How much of those do you ever? Okay, so did you not give him anything?
Pretty much. I told him like, hey, shout out to the women that came forward, because that had to be really hard.
That whole thing is so bonkers.
Yeah,
because I don't know, and you
it's
know,
nuts.
And I'm not afraid to comment on something, you know, because mm-hmm. Look, everyone has opinion about it, and
sure.
And I did as soon as I heard about it,
yeah,
which was ew, gross,
right?
Bad.
You don't do that.
And then I start like wondering some of the details, and I go, I think about like. I mean, I guess there's no flip side, because if a girl starts playing with herself and she's like, can I do this? What dude is like, put that away?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
It's a crazy double standard. I mean, granted, I'll say this, if you're a single guy, then yeah. Like, yeah, if you got a girlfriend, you're married, whatever, then yeah, you probably shoo them away. But like, okay, like, let's put it in the reverse situation where a female comedian that has a lot of power. So the aforementioned Amy Schumer. What if she locks you in a room and just goes like, hey, could I do that stuff to myself?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say no. I'd be like, all right, let's.
If you were like a younger comic,
yeah, I'd be like, all right, let's see how that works. But that's not saying that the women should have said yes. Fuck no, I'm not saying that at all. But because it does change when it's a man versus a woman, it does. I don't know how to put it any other way.
Well, it's the physical act too of taking something out. They don't They're not pulling out a vagina. They're just, it's there.
And if you are pulling out a vagina, you have some problems with your vagina.
Go see your doctor. Ask him why it's.
I feel like that's like
it's flopping around.
Yeah, I feel like that's a side. I feel like that's a side effect that gets red really fast. Like, if your vagina starts being had to pulled out, stop taking Dexatril
if
immediately.
You have floppy vagina. Yeah, that's it's gross. It's just like I. But then I wondered. I go, did he block the door? Here's where I wanted to know, like,
more detail.
Yes, because you block the door. That's creepy.
Yeah.
It's fuck. It's kidnapping.
Right.
You know, and again, this doesn't, I'm not taking the side of him in that at all.
Mm-mm.
But part of me does go, if you're in the room and somebody does that you don't like, you get up and leave, right?
I mean, good. You
and maybe easier
that.
Said than done, and I think nobody can speak to something if they haven't been through it.
Exactly.
Nobody can because
you say that, but then when literally the top comedian in the industry is doing that in front of you,
like, you don't know what you would do,
right?
And
you don't know.
You don't know until you're there, and that's why it's tough for me to take, like, when being single and you have married dudes. Try to giving you single advice. You know, I have this. It's like the married wingman. I don't want to listen to.
No,
because you're not in the game anymore.
No, and I'm aware of that. I don't tell people, like, you know what you really do.
Yeah,
I'm
go more, up to that woman and say, say this to her. Say, hey, my mom thinks I'm gay. Want to help me prove her wrong? Like, don't say that. Your advice is bad. Your suggestions are terrible.
You've been out of the game.
You're the guy who played high school football. You're sitting in the stands. You bust out onto the field. You break into the huddle and you go, all right, guys, Brady, scoot over. I got an idea. Everybody go deep.
Yeah,
no, man.
No.
Your play calling days are over.
And no one wants the guy yelling in the stands who's watching the pro football game. I know what I'm talking about. I played high school football.
Yeah.
No, that guy's a dumb shit.
No.
So, yeah, I totally...
Let the single guy fuck it up on his own.
1,000% agree. My mind gets blown because I have single buddies that tell me what their tactics are now and things that they're doing.
Oh, yeah, it's
crazy. And I'm like, what? That's what you do? Yeah. Like... And some things I'm like, that's weird. And then some things I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. Like, I had a buddy tell me the other day, he goes, the most successful thing that I've ever done, and it's working like crazy for me now, is that I would just walk to a woman in a bar and I compliment her shoes.
What?
Yeah. And I go, wait, what? And then he's like, yeah, I just compliment her shoes and say, oh, hey, those are really great shoes. And oftentimes, the woman just kind of goes like, oh my God, no one notices my shoes. I spend a lot of money on these shoes.
Wow.
No one notices my shoes.
Okay.
They all talk about my ass or my tits or my eyes or whatever. No one talks about my shoes. And
by the way, what a great dude move you just did right there. Yeah. Ass, tits, or like eyes or whatever.
Whatever.
After ass and tits, it became
other
whatever.
Things,
yeah, dude. Anything after ass and tits for you is just like a, eyes if she has them, doesn't matter. Anyway, tits are there, right? Cool. Moving on.
Her face could look like Quasimodo. She's got a good ass, good tits. I'm in.
Oh my God. Did you like that Larry David bit about that on SNL when he talked about being picky?
Yeah.
And like, I think it was Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Looking like that and still being like, did you have big tits?
Is she pretty?
Because, dude, you're
you got to hump.
Yeah.
But does she have a good ass?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
That whole thing, the other part about that monologue that got me, and we're talking about Larry David on SNL, is I didn't see it live, and then the next day I read Larry David does outrageous, offensive,
no, he didn't,
Jewish joke, and no. I was like, what? And then I watched it, going like,
a Jew makes a Jew joke.
I know.
Was that the headline? Because
I'm pretty sure he's got a little bit of insight.
The bit was crazy. I'll see if I can find it, but explain for the listeners.
I thought the bit
didn't.
Yeah, I thought the bit was great because it was. I always want people to do this when they get offended by a comedy bit. Break down the bit. What is the bit actually saying? Because I do believe that some people just have those words that when you hear a word like concentration camp or Holocaust or abortion or rape or gun control or whatever the topic is, some people just hear that word and then they freeze up. They go, nope.
Yeah.
Not going to like this.
So that's most people that just don't... I don't say don't have a sense of humor, but like, you know, just...
It's just certain things apply to you. And you can make a joke, you can make a overweight joke and a mentally retarded joke, but then when you say amputee, someone's like, well, my sister's missing a leg. You know, it's like,
and guess
fuck.
What? I probably would. I mean, look, dude, if you know, when my niece had a scare with her eye and they thought we were going to have to remove it because there was some cancer going on there. Like, yeah, man, if people probably made fun of kids with one eye or something, I bet I'd be super fucking pissed. Like,
right.
You know, because
it's just that guttural reaction.
So I, you know, I get it. But I mean, it's some and that is probably easier said than done to like separate that and be like, I'm in a comedy club. He didn't make fun of like my kid.
Right.
He's talking about his own.
Right. His own experience. And if you break down the Larry David bit, what he was saying is that he's so into women and that he loves women so much. And he's I think he said he was kind of a creep or whatever. But he said that I would probably hit on women in the concentration camp.
Yeah.
Like, and I was waiting because I already knew it was quote unquote controversial. I was waiting for the audience to pull back. They didn't. They were in it the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, what's the problem here? And then. Yeah.
I hear this.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, this. Look, and I saw him work it out at the Comedy Store, and I was like, man, risky.
Yeah.
Would I still be checking out women in the camp?
Yeah. If I was in a concentration camp.
What the fuck is this? Coast 103.5 playing in the background.
That was weird.
And now, concentration camp jokes
and
then, on the coast.
Yeah, and then some tweet. I'm thinking concentration camp isn't a good start. I thought Larry, I don't understand the outrage. I thought his monologue was pretty, pretty, pretty good.
There you
go. He also talked about Harvey Weinstein and sexual harassment in Hollywood.
Yeah. And by the way, he goes on and he does a brilliant line where he acts out hitting on a woman in a concentration camp, and he goes, are you turning me down because of me, or... And then he points around himself and goes, all of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that was a great fucking line. I laughed by myself watching that. So I thought that was a great line.
It's such a... I mean, dude, I don't know. I guess... I mean, I couldn't even imagine making that joke. And...
No.
But I had a lot of respect for him doing that, because it's like, dude, you... It's so easy for him to be like, he probably thought that was funny. That's why he did it.
Yeah.
He has no reason for him to go out there and do it for press.
Right. No.
I bet he wrote that. Yeah. And to not be like, oh, I don't want to cause the controversy. You just go, I'm going to do that. Like, that's part of being a comedian. That's part of like the job of a comedian is to take risks.
Yeah,
and
you have to go for it. I was making Louis jokes in Texas the night it happened.
What were you saying?
I don't really want to say.
Yeah.
Because it's not hashed out yet.
Yeah.
But.
Did you do it because you knew it was a big topic, or did you have. Because some things
because
that are topical,
in,
you just don't have a.
Because in the comedy club, in the Arlington Improv, there's this huge poster of Louis that's. You could see.
Oh, wow.
From the so it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have to talk about it. Yep. Like, because if you go to a lot of comedy clubs, they have pictures of comedians that have performed there or comics that, you know, the big name headliners. And right out on the side of the stage, there's a huge poster of Louis, and they had it up. So I was like, well, fuck. I got to make a couple jokes about this. And so I just kind of addressed it. And, and as I was talking about it, I was like, wow, I'm not this comic. I'm not the guy that does, like, that, like, because I can see a Jim Jeffries going after that topic.
Yeah, and he will.
And he will. I just, like, wow. Because, like, not, you know, stay in your lane, but as you recognize your comedic voice, you know that, like, okay, maybe that's not a joke that I can really go into or that I can tell. I'm going to try. I'm going to attempt, because the attempt is scary, and that's always intriguing to me as an artist, to kind of do what scares you.
Yeah.
But, and that's what I want the stand-up audiences to understand, is that, yeah, we are going to make some jokes about, I mean, like, right now, the big topics in the news are all the celebrities, the Kevin Spaceys, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Louis C.K.'s. So, yes, comedians are going to joke about that. Let us try. Don't as soon as we say, so Kevin Spacey, don't clam up.
Yeah.
Let us try. I have to defend the attempt.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at us. Get mad at the people that fucking did those horrible things. Not us. So,
I got asked this on a radio station in Arizona this past weekend where they go, is there a celebrity that you would, like, who would be your... Like a male celebrity, obviously it was being discussed in jest.
Yeah.
As far as like you know, who would be the guy that would make you crumble and go against your morals? And I was like, Morgan Freeman. And I was like, if I was sitting there, he's like, look, I've got a part for you and Bruce Almighty too. You just need to gargle on this Freeman. And that became like a run.
He calls it his last name.
Yeah, you need to do the Freeman gargle. Is that like the electric slide?
Yeah.
But you know, it's like that is so crazy. I mean, and good for these guys getting outed because
yeah,
shit, like
it's been
even though it was years ago, it's like, dude, hear about Kevin Spacey rubbing his shit on a fucking kid? Like, what are you doing, man? There's nothing about that that's normal, right?
No, and I've been plastered drunk. I have been incoherent drunk. I guarantee you. I never looked at anyone that was below the age of 18 and was like, all right. Like, it just doesn't enter your brain. Doesn't enter your head in the realm of possibility. So, I'm trying to say being drunk can't be an excuse. That's not an excuse.
No, never.
Because in his apology, he's like, you know, I had a couple drinks, I had a couple cocktails. It's like, fuck you. No, not an excuse.
Yeah, does it make you, what's so crazy too is like to lose your, like, Louis and Kevin Spacey now lost. Like, I mean, do they come back from this? I feel like Louis just needs to go away for a while and then do a special? Like, what?
Well, and that's what I think is going to happen. I'm not saying I want this to happen. I'm saying that I think that he's going to go away. He's going to come back and do a special. He'll either sell it on his website or someone will buy it and he'll talk about it. And hopefully he's extremely apologetic, better than his apology that he put out that never actually contained the words I apologize. And yeah, who knows? I think there's a group of people that will still welcome him back after he does that, which personally for me, I'm not gonna do it because that's like,
no, you, damage has been done.
Yeah,
what, how do you have to know the person to forgive and forget, or you just say, well, damage has been done, grudge is being held.
I'm
actually going to watch the movie The Grudge just because I just to spite you.
Because like I didn't know Louis. I met him one time, but that was it at the goddamn comedy jam. But that was the only time I had any interaction with him whatsoever. And his stand up was great. He sang Pink Floyd, and that was great. And then you find out about this shit, and you're just like, fuck.
Were you surprised?
I had heard the rumors, but. Listen, there's a rumor that Richard Gere stuck a gerbil up his ass. I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe there's some group of gerbils out there like we will not be silenced. But
if animals could talk,
yeah.
How many people would have stories? You know, that's a whole another level of hashtag me too.
No shit. So I had heard rumblings about it. If you ever Googled his name on Twitter and scrolled down enough, you'd find some shit. But I didn't know. No, I didn't know if it was real. Because I don't want to be the guy that hears a rumor and then immediately just goes, well, guilty.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. Because I would hope that if some rumor ever got out about me, that's like, oh, yeah, Brent Williams, you hear that dwarves sacrifice pugs? You know, I would hope people would be like, no.
That would be your animal, huh?
Well, I mean, we remember the pug incident that happened outside of this apartment.
Yeah, that's
where right. A pug fucking attacked me.
By the way, I was talking about this to somebody the other day about how big dogs are a real concern for you.
Not a fan.
No, not a fan. little dog's fine, right?
Little dog's fine, and then to give a little insight into my life, I'm currently house hunting. And the house that we're looking at has a really big backyard. And my wife is just like, we're going to get a big dog. And I'm like, no. What? Why are we bringing something in here that can turn on me and kill me? What? I'm already married to you. And if you know anything about my wife, you know she's a human weapon. It's like, we're just surrounding my house with shit that can kill me. with things that can have, like, oh, and then we're going to get a robot butler that has guns attached to it. No! These things can all kill me. These things can all, like, turn on me and just, no. That, I don't want the big dog that at one point can just pull a, like, would you be like, yeah, Clifford the Big Red Dog. I want that in my house. Fuck no, you wouldn't.
That being said, if there's a dog that is too big for me, like,
yeah,
you're fucked. Like, if we're ever walking down the street and I'm like, I got it, Brad. And he's like, and I'm I'll see you on the other side, Brad.
We're all going
nice
down.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great.
That
dang,
dog's
whatever.
Biting through me to get to you.
Yeah.
I become crab cakes to get to the filet mignon. Jew appetizer for dwarf main course.
Oh, my God. That sounds like the greatest cannibal restaurant ever.
We have a Jewish appetizer, and it will lead you very nicely into the dwarf main course.
That could be a great
SNL. I think
SNL.
I switched accent like three times during that.
That's all right.
But yeah, that would be a great SNL sketch.
Did you watch the SNL with Tiffany?
I watched her monologue, which I thought was brilliant. Yeah. I haven't seen the sketches yet, but I'm going to. And
thought it was good.
Just the fact that she's
huge.
On it.
Yeah, I mean, she did her thing. There's certain, again, I think there's certain sketches that doesn't matter who the host is. It just misses the boat. And look, they can't be involved in everything.
Right.
And I think she crushed everything she did.
Awesome. Love hearing that.
There was a Black Unicorn sketch with her and Leslie, which I particularly enjoyed.
Good. Can't wait to see it.
And yeah, she just is so, she just pops on screen, man. You know, it's just one of those people that is just like, yep, you got it.
Yeah, and how great is it? Because I know you read your Twitter and saw all the support for her within the comedy community.
Yep.
And how, and because let's face it, 2 years ago, not a lot of people had heard of Tiffany Haddish. So the fact that she goes from that to hosting SNL, and you didn't see any comics. I didn't see any comics going like, oh, she got it too early. She didn't deserve it. But no, fucking nobody said that. At least not that I heard.
I think she was the first African-American female comic.
Yeah, which is insane when you think about it. Like no one, like Aisha Tyler never hosted. Like that never
Wanda
happened.
Wanda Sykes
never
Regina
hosted.
Hall. No, Regina King.
Yeah.
Wait, Queen Latifah?
Did Queen Latifah do stand up? No.
Yeah, she stars. Wasn't she?
No. She stars as a rapper.
Although, she's not a comedian.
Welcome back to. Oh wait, she's not a comedian.
Is Harry Connick Jr. a comedian?
Oh wait, he's not a comedian. Why did he get a talk show?
Anyway. No, that is crazy because he's charismatic, dude.
Yeah, he's charismatic as fuck, and he can play a piano.
But he always looks a little bit. Watch his face. Like Connick looks like he's got the Papa John. I'm holding a fart face. You know what I'm saying? Where he always looks a little uneasy. Like he's like, when's like he looks like he's talking. He's present for the interview, and he's a very charming dude. And I get it, you know. And he's the piano and women, dude. It's like it's eye candy. And Connick just has a mass appeal. He's in the Buble world. There's only a few of them. Buble, right. Connick Jr. Name another. Bennett.
Would you watch Tony Bennett host a talk show?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, you know, I'm 94.
Jazz standards. Any of those guys could host. Buble. You wouldn't watch Buble
in a second.
You're watching Buble, sponsored by Doritos.
And just call it Buble.
Yeah. But so when I'm watching him, I'm like,
and then at some point he does some kind of trick where he goes, "You just got Buble'd." I would watch a prank show called "You Just Got Buble'd."
Oh wow!
You just got Buble'd. Points to the camera,
and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, like so, like
does that mean I won a free ticket to his show?
Yeah, like some guy.
No, we blew up your car, asshole. Why? Because that's the show. What is the show? Damn it!
Yeah, like some couples out on a date, they're all having a nice dinner, and then Buble comes out and just starts singing about the guy and insulting him, and you know, just like, and then the guy's like, "Hey, over there, that's a bad shirt. How small is your dick? I guess it's pretty small. You couldn't satisfy a chihuahua." And the guy's like, "The fuck, man!" It's "I'm sure he's a racist." He looks very racist. You know, and then just the girl's like, is this who you are? He's probably had it out with some kids in a van. Oh, yeah. And then the guy's like, the fuck are you doing? He's like, you just got Buble'd.
Well, maybe Buble can premiere that show on Connick Jr.'s. I'm holding in a fart and a shit. When's the next commercial break? Don't look at my face while I talk because that's what I'm thinking about. Show. Literally, watch his face. He's just like, So when you perform, like, he just, oh, dude, he's just got.
So your conic is Dr. Phil.
Well, what you need to do, look, I've been watching you, Harry, okay? And I've been, your show, it's fun, okay? You play the piano. You're no Tony Danza, okay? He would come out and tap dance before every show. You play the piano, I get that. You have an appeal to moms, okay? That's good. But your face, okay, you look like you're thinking to yourself, I need to shit. I just shit. Or when is the commercial break so that I can shit? We'll be right back. He does. Man. He's got shit on the brain. And I don't know. But again, charisma gets you everything, dude.
Yes, it does.
Well, I'll tell you who I would watch host a talk show in a heartbeat. Katy Perry.
Yes, absolutely. She's on, speaking of knowing shit that's too smart for the room, she's on Star Talk. With Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What?
Yeah. Are you going to watch Katy Perry be smart?
Wait, what is it called?
Star Talk.
What is that?
Neil deGrasse Tyson? He talks to a celebrity about science.
She knows science?
Fuck, I know.
What if she just sings Firework?
Done. Maybe she sings the science of being a firework. Well, first you put some gunpowder in a giant tube, then light it.
Yeah, she,
watch it go up.
She can
up,
only sing
up.
Her. By the way, I bought tickets for her in Seattle in February.
Yeah.
For my nieces to take them and blow their minds and be Uncle of the Year. And I'm going to be in Australia with Adam Devine and I can't go.
Oh.
And I was genuinely bummed.
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to give them the tickets and watch their faces erupt with joy over the holidays. But still, man, like, who knows? They might pass out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to Australia with Devine, so it's, you know, so it's not like, yeah, I was gonna go to the Katy Perry concert, but instead I'm locked in a room with Louis C.K. for an hour. Like it's not that.
That's not the alternative.
No, so it's great. And
no,
it's
I'm happy that that's the reason I'm gonna miss it. But like, also, because
have you ever been to Australia?
No.
Okay.
I've wanted to go forever. It literally before I even knew that you could travel. I wanted to go there. You know, as a kid, you don't know. You see planes in the sky, you go,
sure.
Are people on those, or is that Operation Dumbo Drop? Because that's the only thing.
Hey, the first time I saw a kangaroo, I thought, you know what? As a dwarf, that could be a mode of transportation.
Yeah.
I could just hop in, say, yeah, and then just ride a fucking kangaroo and take a nap in the pouch. Someone tries to fuck with me. I hear kangaroos are good boxers. It's fine. I played one in the video game Streets of Rage 3 for Sega Genesis. It had a kangaroo that fought people. it's not a joke, people. That's real.
You're gonna go too in December?
Yeah, next December. So not this coming, but if we have any Australian listeners, I don't know if we do, but I bet we do. Hey,
I've gotten hit up, dude. I remember when I was first putting up YouTube videos, I was getting people from Australia commenting on them, which was crazy.
Awesome.
That's when you know, like. Just the internet is just the greatest / worst thing ever. Because you're like, oh, people from all over can get access to our stuff. But then you're like, but then the Russians can hack our election. Too soon? Oh, God.
They didn't hack it.
They're so good at what about?
Putin told me he didn't, so I believed him.
Yeah, what about Hitler? They've really, Mark Sartella was telling me about John Oliver highlighting the what about you thing. That Putin, like, introduced that to Trump and the Republicans, and, like, everything on Fox News, they did some montage about where it was just like, but what about, and what about thing, where it's like this, we meddled in the election. What about Hillary selling uranium, buying uranium from, I mean, it's just like.
Right.
I just turning it on.
Stop with the, whether it be that, or if you're
making
an
accusation from the accusation.
If your girlfriend says, hey, you're cheating on me, and you pull the Kobe and be like, what about Shaq? He cheats. Like, it's just a shitty, that's not a defense to say, but what about so-and-so? He does the same thing as me, but worse. You should be lucky I'm not him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I caught you fucking two women. What about OJ? He stabbed.
He stabbed.
Yeah, he killed his wife and a waiter. You're lucky I'm not killing you. You should go make me a sandwich now because I'm not killing
some
you.
People out there are using
I
that.
Know.
And some people are teaching an introductory class on anal sex in Harvard.
I love this headline so much.
Where did you find that, by the way?
In
our map. We have little maps for the show.
Yeah.
And Brad puts down here, Adam missed the Katy Perry shows. How do you recover? Tiffany Haddish on SNL.
Yep.
Adam and AZ went to the Hawks game. And then at the bottom, I guess save the anal for last, Harvard College has an introductory class on anal sex.
Yeah, they do. I read an article about
that. As if
that.
We didn't discuss enough anal with Nikki Glaser. But,
right.
But look, you know, I guess...
You know what? And it, but he and we keep saying but it's very appropriate. But I would say good. There should be an introductory class on anal sex.
What?
You yes, you shouldn't be going at that with just
good morning
like,
class. Don't do it. See you on Tuesday.
Because you shouldn't just be going at anal sex. Anal sex, as we discussed, is not a spontaneous decision.
No,
it's not just like, do you wanna get Italian tonight? Do you wanna get sushi? Or anal. Like, no, that's not a thing. It takes some planning and some research.
It also seems like a last resort. Like, I gotta be so tired of of the first option, which, you know, of course, is the ear. And
sure,
so,
we all know.
No.
This just in, folks, Jews love ear sex.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's gonna be on some fake news site.
Well, there's also so many. I was talking about this on Solo Up last week about weird fetishes and like and strange addiction, I think it was called on A&E. Or strange obsession or something.
Yeah, the what like
addicted
the one,
to something. Yeah, whatever it is.
There's like a girl who's like gets turned on by pulling her own hair out.
Sure, there's a guy that like gets turned on by fattening up his wife, or there's a woman who ate soap. You know what I'm saying? And I go, dude, wake up every day. Anytime I had this whole thing about anytime you think you're unhappy with yourself,
right?
Wake up and remind yourself of all the weird shit you're not into.
Yeah,
and go, people like wake up and go, I don't want to eat soap today. Gonna be a good day.
Great. Great fucking day.
I don't want to fucking look up pictures of cats fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Like, and jerk off to it. I don't want to do that today.
No.
Guess what? It's a great day to be me.
Yeah.
Because I like me. And you're like, but I could lose more weight. Yeah, but you're also not trying to find somebody who wants to get off on you eating cookies.
Like, yeah. To the point of death. Like there was a guy... I was on the Mike Calta show, which is the best radio show in Tampa. If you're ever out there in Tampa, listen. He's formerly Cowhead. Listen to the Mike Calta show. Anyway, when I was there, he had a guest on, and it was this dude who he gets off by women kicking him in the balls, like hard, because he had some listeners come in and kick him in the balls, like, and I witnessed this. And my mind was just...
How do you get off if your balls are swollen and...
And they did swell. That was... Wow. He went from BBs to tennis balls real quick.
See that?
From BBs to tennis balls. Yeah. Why you should never put immense pressure on your testicles?
Well, who's this... Now, who's the teacher? Did they say, like, what's his background?
Oh, the guy?
Yeah, who's teaching the anal class?
Oh, the anal class.
Like, how much experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, does he bring in ex-girlfriends that go...
Sure, he's good.
Or listen to him, but don't... Or does he basically reading Rainbow it and go, you know, the best... Anal on the side is the best, but don't take my word for it. Dun-dun-dun. And then it cuts to, like, an ex-girlfriend, and she's like, it is great. I don't know. Like, what's... How do you...
And what's the final exam?
Oh, God, I don't even want to answer that.
Did you just bring in a porn star and say, show me what you've learned?
Oh, God.
You know?
I don't know, man.
Do people have their choice of guy or girl? Is there just a dude from like South Park? Like you bring in Mr. Slave? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I don't know, man. And what sucks to think about too is that like you're teaching the class, which means it's almost like the sex ed classes in fifth grade. When they tell you about it because they know you're starting to do it.
Right.
When they give out condoms in sixth and seventh grade, it's because they're like
We'd like to set you
up for to not fail.
Yeah.
And by fail, I mean get pregnant.
Yeah.
And end up on MTV. You
Where then you have to do anal for money.
So what are they? what are they teaching? Like, are they? They must assume that it's just.
I mean,
I don't know. Every day I hear about something else, like that. Some new jargon or lingo that I'm unfamiliar with, or some new. I mean, dude, when I found out that butt chugging was something 2 years ago.
What the hell is butt chugging?
Dude, kids, college kids. Flip upside down like you're gonna do a cake stand, but you go up against the wall and somebody pours like cough syrup in your asshole. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Dayquil. Got a cold but also want to get fucked up? Dayquil, pour it right into your rectum. Yeah, butt chugging, dude. And as soon as I read that, I go, man, I miss Jay Leno because he would have a field day with, you know, oh, here's some kid. I'll be a college kid. I'm a butt chugging. That's right, butt chugging. And when they pour a cough syrup, yeah, that's cough syrup into their asshole. Yeah. Well, that's one way to do it. You know, just no punchline, you know. Just he mastered the art. He had some good punchlines.
And I thought fart smelled bad.
Yeah, and I guess an apple a day from the doctor. I guess we're not doing that advice anymore, huh? He could really say anything.
Hey, that really now when someone says that beer tastes like ass. It actually does.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh my god. See the thing with. The thing with things like anal sex and butt chugging, to me, it's like, oh.
We've reached a new low on this podcast. That's a sentence.
Does drinking beer the old-fashioned way out of the bottle still exist? Yes? Okay, then good. I'm fine with that.
I don't want to end up at a party, dude, where we're the, like, you know, even if it's like now, 35, we go to a party where there's like 22, 23-year-olds,
yeah,
and they're all upside down pouring beer into their butts, and we're the only ones standing at the keg drinking it, standing up, and they're like, those fucking these losers.
Guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, standing up, dude, drinking in your mouth. Dude, the mouth, dude, that's the old school butt.
I'm fine with that.
Me too.
I am fine being the older guy that does things that works for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it works for me, fine. If all the kids are out there doing the anal sex, they're like, what? You have sex in the vagina? That's gross. Like,
it's gross.
Yeah. I'm good.
Now, speaking of anal sex, I went to the Seahawks Cardinals game. Look, we're running out of time. I want to get to this.
Speaking of anal sex, I went to the Seahawks Cardinals game. What a halftime show.
The Harvard teacher was there with the whole slideshow.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
They did actually honor quite a few. I think it was military that Thursday
night.
Yeah,
it was the Military Appreciation Week.
Well, yeah. Wow, dude. So, because at first I was like, man, there's a lot of, like, every stoppage there was honoring a serviceman, which was great. Mm-hmm. And then at one point they had, like, all these parents on the field, and they gave them all helmets and had somebody salute them. And, like, dude, it was right before the start of the third quarter, and it was gut-wrenching. Like, some of these parents were sobbing on the field. They would announce, like, and they explained, I don't know if this is, like, to pay, like, are you honoring them when you say how they died? Because they were like, Lieutenant Michael Sanders, and they're like, was in the battlefield and is stepped on a mine and his truck drove into, and it was just like so specific, and I was like, fuck, man.
Just stop and say.
And the parents are there sobbing.
Oh, just stop and say, like, he passed away during battle or he gave his life. For.
Yeah, dude, I was not cool with that. But
son of a bitch.
I mean, you know, it's also, it's talk like about the positive things. Like, he loved... You know, he thought he was the only one that thought, you know, Jurassic Park 3 was worth seeing twice in the theater.
Great. That's so wonderful.
I don't know. You know, he had great kids. He survived by this person. Fun facts.
I get that it's serious and you want people to understand
what they went through. Yeah, maybe that is
it. And what kind of sacrifices they have.
That might be it. And I get that too.
Fuck. Yeah.
I'm never going to be, almost like the, you know, you never want to be that person that's, you know, you're in traffic and you have to pull over because of an ambulance, or, you know, there's an ambulance driving by and it causes a stoppage and you're like, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, I really had to go on this date because this girl wanted to teach me what she learned in her introductory to anal sex class.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Be accepting
certain things are more important, obviously.
So it's not like I was like, this just sucks. I'm watching football and you're jamming me up
with all
these emotions. But that being said, it was I don't know. I guess I just got so sad, like choked up watching these parents. Like it was just so, and it really, I don't know, man. Very seldomly do we step back to think about like losing, like being just. I mean, can you imagine these kids that probably just were like, I'm going to do this. You can't stop them. I started talking about with Avery Pearson. I was like, God, can you imagine your kid just being like, they're set on that at 18. They're like, I'm going. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, they're an adult. You can't stop them. And then you feel like the parent, like you don't want to be the parent that's like, no, you can't serve your country and do the most honorable thing that you can do. Like you can't, like, yeah, you can't. Or that'd be like telling your friend, like, no, you can't donate your kidney to your friend. You need that kidney. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't. You can't be that asshole.
Yeah. But the game was great. Seahawks pulled it out. There's some silver lining. I mean, not silver lining. Well, the silver lining is that we won because Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
And every analyst wants to say we're done. You know, whatever. That's your own opinion. You don't know. You don't know what we got.
Yeah.
Signed Byron Maxwell.
There you go.
I don't know.
Now, I did have a question for you because I wanted to talk about this because you were in the Arizona Stadium. Were you wearing a Seahawks jersey or your Mariner hat?
Mariner hat. I brought my jersey and then I forgot it.
Okay.
And a lot of jerseys were being worn. And look, dude, there's been too many fights.
Yeah. What's your road team?
I don't.
Guideline?
I don't need. I support with emotion. I don't need to show it. I don't. I also don't want to ask for a beatdown. I've seen too many, stories.
Too many YouTube videos.
Yeah, dude. I don't. Because guess what? I can control what I can control.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get hammered.
Right.
And I'm not going to talk shit in the opposing stadium. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to cheer.
Yeah.
And if people want to fight back, and by the way, I did get some very healthy shit talking with some fans. But then, I don't know, man. I just don't want to set myself up for a... I don't want to ask for it.
And even
the
when
Mariners
cheer,
hat was enough.
Yeah, and even when you cheer, you don't want to be like, yeah, fuck Cardinals. Like you don't want to be that dude.
No.
You just want to... Russell completes a pass, and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just get a little cool.
Yeah. And there were a lot of Seahawks fans there, too, by the way.
Oh, sure.
So it was almost
division
like...
Division game. You guys travel well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about your Broncos. Do you even watch football anymore? Like
football? What is the sport? What is the sport you speak of? Football.
I mean,
we have something called the Brock Osweiler back.
Jesus.
Sure. Okay.
What is it like, by the way, going from Super Bowl 2 years ago
team?
To just right? Well, I mean, no, just the contrast of
you know what? And all I do is I keep trying to remember. Like, yeah, we won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Yeah. We're good.
How often are you putting on your virtual reality goggles and going back to like the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
I mean, I do have the DVD from that season.
Yeah. Oh, and, I rewatch highlights all the time.
And I've watched it a couple times this year.
What a crazy thing, by the way, to rewatch games. Like, dudes are so, like, ESPN Classic, I remember they replayed the Super Bowl with Seattle. I mean, even that night when we went to the Hawks Broncos game in 2013 and it was, 14.
Yeah.
Right? No, 13.
13, yeah. Because then the Patriots won it the next year.
Yeah.
And then Broncos. All right. And then... No, because I do remember the Patriots specifically won it the year after that.
No, well, I don't remember
and,
that.
I mean, they could because they won. There's some crazy game.
I don't remember the look at my dad's face and how I'll never forget it. the sheer sadness of a 72-year-old man.
Oh, my God. That and it's things like that where that's why sometimes I'll rewatch games. Because when some moment...
It's a sickness.
When some moment's about to happen that you already know about, I love just like looking at the players going like, your life is about to change.
Yeah.
Like, when you... Like, I couldn't do it as an Atlanta Falcons fan, but I rewatched that Super Bowl, the Patriots-Falcons as a Bronco fan going like, seeing all the Falcons players cheering on the sidelines and like all the fans and all the and even the announcers going like this is their year.
It's like you've got the almanac. It's
fun.
It's like watching the future and you know it's like watching going to a strip club and watching the girl give a lap dance, but you already know she didn't graduate high school, you know?
I mean, sure, you have about a 50-50 shot again.
And you know
that one,
that's not fair because in my experience, I've talked. Man, when I went in college for, you know, not bachelor parties, but for like frat events and stuff, I would really talk them up because I couldn't be there unless I was fucked up. I was just like, I can't. It's too crazy. Like, you know, I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it because, you know, you're just in college. You're just so many things you hadn't experienced and you're like, this is so new. And but I mean, I just it's like at your bachelor party. I was sitting around dudes knowing that, hey, let's just. I'm in a line of boners right now. I need to be so high that I don't know that I'm around anybody.
Yeah.
Until someone leans in my ear and goes, hey, do you think these girls, shut the fuck up!
That was so great. I still remember that.
But you know, if I am going to sit in a line of dudes with boners, I'd love to be wearing Tommy John.
I'm sure they're loving that transition.
The 21st century men's underwear that I switched to, and so did you.
I did, and it's great, and they're comfortable, and they're one of these sponsors where when, because we get some sponsors on the podcast where we get some stuff for free, and we're like, all right, I guess I'll have this, but.
Yeah, but then we try it or eat it or insert it, and we go, No, this is,
and we did all three with Tommy John. Fantastic.
Well, you know, it's like to have underwear that's so ultra light. And look, I've never thought I'd be a dude that was like the breathable fabrics. You know, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Right, right, right.
But it really does make a difference, and absolutely, because they're every pair is so, you know, brilliantly crafted and so light, you never get any riding up, and that is a problem for dudes. Like if you're, you know, you want your underwear to be comfortable and stay where it is, and so it's impossible to ever get a wedgie with Tommy John because they pioneered the underwear to be horizontal and have a quick draw fly.
There you go. When you got to pee quick,
which happens a lot.
Yeah, which is a quick draw fly. Bad for Louis C.K. Great for you.
Oh, yikes. But they have really thought of everything to help guys feel comfortable. It's the most innovative underwear on the planet. And they have socks, too.
Yeah.
You were raving to me about the socks, which is a weird... That's how you know you really have hit the best friend level. When you're just texting, you're like, man, these socks are dope. And I'm like, we are old men.
Hey, you didn't tell me 10 seconds. But no, they're not old man socks. They're great socks. They're really comfortable. And I'll tell you, like, not to get too graphic, but I had some underwear.
You fuck with your socks on.
I fuck with the socks on. Oh, yeah. No, I go full Red Hot Chili Pepper style. put it on the dick. Yeah. I had a pair of underwear that was like this cheap shit that was giving me a little rash on my thigh. And at first I thought, wait, is there something my wife's not telling me? And then no, turns out it was the underwear. But that does not happen with Tommy John.
Also, they have undershirts. Like the undershirt, and they never come untucked. It's like they've kind of really thought of everything, and we feel honored that they have reached out and let us talk about them. I mean, there's all sorts of things they have going on at Tommy John. They just opened up the first ever Tommy John store at King of Prussia Mall and a pop-up at Macy's Herald Square.
Yeah.
So if those malls are near you, hit them up. Obviously, you can get all this shit online.
And here's the best part. They're backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee.
That's pretty awesome. A, it rhymes, and rhyming is fun. Ask Dr. Seuss.
But how many products do that?
They're the Dr. Seuss of underwear.
How, like Wheat Thins isn't going like, hey, this is the best cracker you'll ever eat. Or
put
else.
It on cheese, put it in between a Pop-Tart, or we'll give you a new box that is, you know, goes well with Pop-Tarts. No.
So that means you have absolutely nothing to lose. You got to get out there. You got to get yourself some Tommy John.
Yeah, and how do you do that? Well, you go to TommyJohn.com/ALN right now to get 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/ALN for 20% off your first order. Underwear, socks, undershirts. You need them. You want them. You love them. TommyJohn.com/ALN.
So you behaved yourself.
I behaved myself.
Hawks won.
And who knows?
Didn't walk out of there and start gloating.
No, I kept it kosher, and also I had to keep my pipes ready for my shows, which I said on Tuesday were great. Mm-hmm. Tempe Improv,
great club.
I plugged it hard. Everyone all the ALN fans were very pumped that you're going to be there soon.
Yeah, so, I'm going to be at December Stand Up Live.
Yeah.
And I've never been to
I did the Wednesday before. There they have a new, the Copper's Blues is all redone, and it's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, like, the restaurant there.
Oh, it's unbelievable. They Matty Coleman and Casey did a great job.
You're
gonna have a great time.
So now we have to go take the glass on anal sex, right?
Oh my god, no way, dude. Who knows about good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also,
Get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamy Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.